Thank you for downloading the Focus on the Family Parenting Podcast. You can find more helpful advice at focusonthefamily.com/parentingpodcast.
What a crazy year, and what a crazy return to the school year we've had. And regardless of however it's worked out for you in your school district or in your home, you're probably spending a lot more time with your kids and their schoolwork. I'm John Fuller, along with Danny Huerta, who leads our parenting department here at Focus. And Danny, there are parents of teens who are perhaps worried, you know what, my kids are going to fall behind in significant ways this fall because of what's going on. So how do they encourage their children to be diligent, and how do they avoid being a helicopter parent?
Boy, it's a tricky time, John, for parents at this time. I mean, springtime was so difficult for parents as they were trying to navigate the fact that school districts weren't even prepared for this. And so kids did fall behind. In the fall, I think many schools are much more prepared and have put some structures in place. And so for parents, it's to familiarize yourself with what's going on in the school, develop a structure and a schedule for your home, some systems for your home. And for some parents, that's a very natural thing. And for some parents, it's not. And from that, you can allow some natural consequences to take place. If your child gets a bad grade, it's okay. If they fall behind.
No, it's not okay, Danny. Yes. There's so much stress, and it feels like the current, I'm smiling.
Yeah, that's right.
But it does feel like the current situation has just made stress even greater, and they have to do even better as a student because, golly, I'm not sure what's going to happen in the future.
What a great opportunity for kids to learn responsibility, right? And so if we can help change the narrative to that this is about ownership. This is, you're not doing the school a favor by doing your schoolwork. You're not doing us a favor. This is about you owning it. And what a great opportunity to show that, to establish trust for bigger freedoms when you're older. Mm-hmm. And so you as a parent get to set the tone. And so you need to manage your own stress about this so that you can engage in that conversation and really provide a positive story to what's happening in a very negative situation. There's a lot of chaos. There's plenty of that. Let's not have it be in our home. Let's create some structure there.
I like that. And let's go ahead now and turn to a conversation Jim Daly and I had with Dr. Kara Powell, who encouraged moms and dads to do just what you're saying, Danny. Hand over the reins and trust God with their teen's future.
Many moms and dads, they're concerned today because they feel this widening gap between them and their teenagers. And, you know, culture's pulling at them and their friend groups and all kinds of things. In your growing with approach to parenting, what are you trying to help parents do?
Well, I think you said it well, Jim, that we as parents of teenagers and young adults, we live with a few fears. That as our kids grow up, they're going to grow apart from us, and they're going to grow apart from God and the church. And so that's why, along with my colleague and good friend at Fuller Seminary, Steve Argue, we wanted to suggest a different, more hopeful posture of parenting, which is we don't have to grow apart, we don't have to grow separate, we can grow with our kids. And the way that we define growing with is a mutual journey of intentional growth for both ourselves and our kids that trust God to transform us all.
Yeah, I mean, that sounds like a great goal. Now, the hard part is how do we do that?
Oh, and every day I am navigating that and trying to figure that out, and it's 3 steps forward and 2.93 steps back in my own family.
Well, so. And we did a little bit of research in the book, of course. We read the book. The idea that Krista, your daughter, had a little example for us here, which was a class she wanted to take, a language class. You thought living in Southern California, she should take Spanish. I would have agreed with that.
Sounds smart to me.
But she wanted to do something differently. What was it?
Yeah, she wanted to take ASL, sign language. And she did a little experimenting with sign language in middle school, loved it, was actually pretty gifted at it. But Dave and I wanted her to take Spanish. We're surrounded by people who speak Spanish. So we thought it had more service possibilities. We thought it would be more attractive for college. We thought she'd have more employment possibilities now in the future.
You had a plan for her life.
Yeah, it was a wonderful and good plan for her life.
And what happened?
Well, we said, Krista, we think you should take Spanish. And she said, I really want to take sign language. And in the spirit of giving her a little bit more sense of agency, a little bit more sense of adulting, adulting as a verb. We've seen the hashtag these days in our culture, you know, hashtag adulting. Even as she was in eighth grade, we wanted to give her a sense that she had more agency. And so we said, well, Krista, we think you should take Spanish, but we are open to you making the case for taking sign language. And so this is a pretty strong-willed girl. So she worked with her sign language teacher to make a PowerPoint presentation.
She was motivated.
She was motivated on why sign language was a good opportunity for her. And along with the actual slides, she did sign language of all the reasons that sign language was a better option. She called not one, but two colleges that she was interested in exploring to see if it would count.
Signed, sealed, and delivered.
Exactly. Literally. Signed, sealed, and delivered.
Well,
and so, you know, Dave and I thought she's done her homework. She's never worked so hard to try to convince us of something, and she made her points. So in the spirit of granting her agency and growing with her, we let her take sign language. And literally just two nights ago, she was talking about being certified in sign language and how important that was to her and how much she's loving it.
Can I just ask the two of you a question? Is this what it's like having girls? Because I've only got two boys. Yeah. It's not about, would you like to do Spanish or sign language? Is it, have you finished your homework? Yeah. I mean, come on.
Well, we have some of that, too, with our daughters.
Boy, did we miss it.
There's a whole lot you missed without girls. It's not too late, though.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
Let's look at some of the content of the book. You give parents three strategies for helping their children have better connections with God, family members, and also with the world around them,
which
that's a great goal. We'll cover each of those over the next little while. The withing and the faithing and adulting that you just mentioned. I guess adulting, for those of us that don't know what that means, it's to do adult stuff. What does adulting mean?
To mature. And I've already used the term agency, which is a term that psychologists love to use, which is basically an individual sense that they have control and autonomy and can influence the world around them. And, you know, so often young people don't feel like they have that sense of influence in the world around them. And part of what we want families and churches to do is hand the reins, hand the keys over to young people more, and let young people take sign language in the case of my eighth grader heading into ninth grade several years ago. And so part of what we explore in our book is how church and service gives wonderful opportunities for young people to adult. So many of the young people we've interviewed in the last handful of years talk about how their involvement in ministry really helped them understand their passions, their God-given skills. It was volunteering in third grade Sunday school that led them to understand that they were interested in teaching. It was helping out in the church's coffee house.
So exposure.
Exactly. Yeah. All of a sudden they realized, I'm good at this. I'm interested in this. They were being mentored by others in their church. So, you know, we're constantly telling parents of teenagers and young adults who it maybe feels like they're drifting a little bit vocationally and maybe taking a while to adult. Boy, if you can help your young person find a way to serve and start exploring and using some of those gift muscles, even without receiving a salary, but getting some great experience, some great mentoring, we have countless examples of how God used that.
I really like Dr. Powell's suggestion to help teens learn through service opportunities. That's something we try to do with our children. And Danny, there are probably some other ways that we can encourage our teenager and our young adult to mature and to really grow up, to be responsible, to be contributors, as you would put it.
Contributors, yes. John, you've got that.
Yeah, you like that?
All right. A little cheer. John, the big one is a job. You know, can a child maintain a job? Can they manage their finances? We as parents many times want to rescue our kids because we feel that they deserve certain things, even gas money or food money. Have your kids earn some of that. That's part of maturing and having to make tough decisions. And maybe I don't eat out tonight because I don't have the money to do so, or maybe I don't go here because I don't have money to put gas in the car yet. Those are great ones. Another one is to participate in new activities, learn new things. That creates a sense of confidence and expanding. And for my son, I've asked him to teach me some things. I've said, hey, son, can you teach me something? I'd love to learn from you.
What did he say?
And he taught me how to, we've been doing some woodworking, and he's been showing me some of the things he's learned there. He wanted to paint the car and watch some YouTube videos. And I said, hey, you're going to be my boss for a little bit. You're going to tell me what to do as we're doing this project. And giving them ownership on certain things that you think are fine for them to own and for you to participate in, and let them lead and enjoy the moment. Don't critique. They don't need that. but celebrate the moments of ownership that your child can have in something they're interested in, but charge them with finding what that is, and that they're going to have to tell you what to do. They're going to have to create the structure.
Danny's email, if you wish to complain to him directly about this. No, I mean, that's a really brave thing of you. And I'm just thinking there are some parents who are going to say, I can't do it. I just can't. He's going to mess up, or she's not going to do it right. And so I'm just going to be frustrated.
And that's you have to be okay with imperfection entering this. And that's the beauty of it, because it gives us the opportunity to hone in on our patients, but to show the depth of love as parents. As they're growing up, they're going to need some of that, and they're going to have moments of failure. Why not in the house as they're trying new things?
Yeah.
And, you know, my daughter, she's been trying acrobatic silks, and that's where I draw the line there, John. I can't do that. I just tell her, hey, show me what you're learning. Don't teach me that. I'll do my own stretching on the side or my own workout. And she's wanted me to do a few things, but you got to draw a line somewhere.
Well, we know actually that you said yes one time, and we have video of that on the website. No, we don't. So at the website, we do have some wonderful free resources for you about all this, including a short parenting assessment, which is going to help you understand what's working well in your role as a mom or a dad and how you might be able to improve a little bit. That's free. And we also want to make sure you're aware of the book that Dr. Kara Powell has. She co-wrote it with Dr. Stephen Argue, and it's called Growing With, Every Parent's Guide to Helping Teenagers and Young Adults Thrive in Their Faith, Family, and Future. We'll send a copy of that along with the CD of our conversation with Dr. Powell when you make a donation of any amount to Focus on the Family today. Just call 800, the letter A and the word family, or find that free assessment and details about donating and the book and CD at focusonthefamily.com/parentingpodcast. Next time, we'll learn some simple traditions to help you pass on your faith to your children. I'm John Fuller, and on behalf of Danny and the entire team here, thanks for listening to the Focus on the Family Parenting Podcast.